Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah share. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet, and Mirtz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Reish Ayin Vav, Amud Beis, hopefully completing this very lengthy Simen Tuf Tes Sif Yud Aleph. Very interesting Sif with a lot of different permutations. Very, very interesting Sif. Okay, so our learning today should be as close for Achenukah Beis Yisrael, Hanasunah Batsaru Bashivya, Ha'im Debein Bayom Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachem Aleihem. The Yitzia Mitzar Lervacha Me'afela La'ira Mishibud L'Geula Hashna Bagala of Zman Kariv and Emar Amen. Our learning should be a schus refuah shalema. Baruch Yagadol Moshemer Ben Esther Fradel Yitzchak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha Rivka Bashir Aleya Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malka Chana Trani Bas Batsheva Yeruchim Ben Masha. They should all have a refuah shalema besayf Shar Chayla Yisrael. So, in the previous year, in the opening of Sif Yud Aleph, we learned a very interesting halacha, a very interesting kula, a very big chiddush. The Mechaber tells us, you have a person who is ba baderech. He's traveling on the road. Where is he traveling? He's traveling home. All right? He's running late on Erev Shabbos. He's traveling home. He very much wants to be able to go home for Shabbos. Now, in order to go home for Shabbos, he really has to hit the tchum of his home before Ben Hashmashas. He has to be within 2,000 amos of his home before the onset of Shabbos. Once he's within the tchum of his home for Shabbos, he's, so to speak, home free. I guess you could say, pun intended, he's home free. Why? Because his intent is to travel home. His kavana is to be kind of shvisa in his house. That's where he's headed for Shabbos. Once he enters the tchum of his house before the onset of Shabbos, he's going to be kind of shvisa at home. Everything is fine and dandy. But he's still a distance away from the tchum of his home. Forget his home. He's still distant from the tchum of his home. And he's very worried, maybe I'm not going to be able to make it home on Shabbos. But he has a plan. What's his plan? He knows that there is a tree, in the words of the Mechaber, there's an ilan, there's a tree, or there's a geder. A geder is a stone wall. He knows that there's a specific tree or a specific stone wall that is at the limit of the tchum of his house. And he therefore knows that if he could be kind of shvisa at that tree, or he could be kind of shvisa at that geder, at that stone wall, then that mokum shvisa will allow him to reach his home. Now note, in this case, he's not going to be kind of shvisa at home. He's going to be kind of shvisa at the ilan or at the geder. So let's put this into real terms. Let's put numbers to it. He knows that he is within 2,000 amos of the tree or of the stone wall. So, theoretically, he's allowed to be kind of shvisa at the tree or at the stone wall. If he wanted to, and he had the ability to make an Eruv Tchumen, right? The Eruv Tchumen has to be within the tchum of where you are now. So he knows that he's within 2,000 amos from where he's standing right now, late Friday afternoon. He knows that the tree or the stone wall is within 2,000 amos of where he is now. So he knows he could make it there. Technically, he could make it there before the onset of Shabbos. And he knows that that tree or that stone wall is within the tchum of his house. Problem is, how could he be kind of shvisa at the tree or at the stone wall? The whole reason he's worried is because he's afraid he's not going to make it there before Ben Hashmashas, so he doesn't think he's going to be there on time to be kind of shvisa over there by actually being there. He doesn't have the ability to set up an Eruv Tchumen over there, because how's he going to get Mazon Shtei Sudas there? If he could get there, he doesn't have a problem, right? Problem is, he's afraid he's not going to get there. So what can he do? Is there something that will allow him to be kind of shvisa at that tree or at that geder, so that now he can freely travel 2,000 amos to the tree? Because if he's kind of shvisa at the tree, so then he's within the tchum of the tree, right? So now he can take his time And even if Shabbos starts, he's allowed to travel from where he is now to the tree, because he's being kind of shvisa at the tree, and he's within the trum of the tree. And then he could leisurely go from the tree to his house, because his house is within the trum of the tree. So he's trying to be kind of shvisa at the tree. That's what he wants to do. And the simple case to imagine this in, if you want to put numbers to it, is that where he's standing late in the day on Erev Shabbos, there's 2,000 amos between him and the tree, and there's 2,000 amos between the tree and his house. If he's kind of shvisa where he's standing, he can't make it home. His house is out of his tum. His house is 4,000 amos away. But if he can be kind of shvisa at the tree, he's okay, because he has 2,000 amos to get to the tree, and then he has 2,000 amos from the tree to his house. He has a way to get home. Question is, how's he supposed to be kind of shvisa at the tree? So the Mechaber told us a fascinating chiddush. The Mechaber said, he's makir, this Elon. He's aware of this tree. I know, it's that 100-year-old oak tree. Or he knows about the geder. He knows about the stone wall. He knows that the tree or the geder is within 2,000 amos of where he is now. And he knows it's within 2,000 amos of his tree. He could just make a verbal statement now, right where he is. And he could say, Shvisasi tachtav bi'ikaroi. He makes a verbal statement that my makam shvisa should be under the tree, at the trunk of the tree, at the base of the tree. That's where my makam shvisa should be. Okay? No iruvei tumin. He's not putting an eruv there. He's not going to be there. He could remotely be kind of shvisa under that tree by amira ba'alma, by this mere verbal statement. He could be kind of shvisa under the tree, and now he could take his time. He could stay where he is. He could sing Kabbalah Shabbos. He could daven Ma'ariv. He could eat his Friday night Suda. He could even go to sleep. And then when he wakes up Shabbos morning, he could take a leisurely stroll to his makom shvisa, to the tree, because he's within 2,000 amos of the tree. And then he could take another leisurely stroll from the tree to his house, and he can get home. One caveat that the Mechaber said is that this only works if there is a theoretical way that he could make it to the Makom Shvisa before the onset of Shabbos. If it would be physically possible for him to do a flat-out run as fast as humanly possible, and then he would make it to the Makom Shvisa before the onset of Shabbos, then he could do this. If it's completely impossible for him to make it to the Makom Shvisa before the onset of Shabbos, then this doesn't work. It has to at least be theoretically possible for him to make it to the tree before the onset of Shabbos. He doesn't have to actually do it, right? But it has to be theoretically possible. As long as it's theoretically possible, then this works, and then he can take his time walking to the tree. Now, we learned all of this in the previous year. But one thing that I kept on stressing in the previous year is that if you take a look at the words of the Mechaber says that in order to do this, he has to say Shvisasi tachtav bi'ikaroi. If he's talking about a tree, he has to say, I want my makom shvisa to be under the tree, but not only under the tree. I want my makom shvisa to be under the tree bi'ikaroi, at its base, at the trunk, at the base of the tree. He has to be very highly specific where he's saying that he wants to be kind of shvisa, which the direct implication of the Mechaber is that if he would just say shvisasi tachtav, if he would say, I want my makom shvisa to be under the tree, but he was not very highly specific where under the tree, he just said under the tree, then there could be a problem. If you want to avoid all problems, it has to be shvisasi tachtav bi'ikaroi. I want my makom shvisa to be beneath the tree bi'ikaroi, at its base, at the trunk. Why do you have to be so highly specific? And that's what we're going to get into. That's going to carry us through today's shir. So let's pick up on Reish Ayin Vav Amud Aleph in the bottom line of the Shulchan Aruch, right by the Ois Katan Samach for the Mishnah Berurah, basically the beginning of the line, the word Vedafka, says the Mechaber. Vedafka, this plan only works Sheyiched Arba Amos, when he specified a specific Dalid Amos, the Haim Besoich Alpayim Amo. And those Dalid Amos are located within 2,000 Amos of where he is presently standing, so that he's within the Tchum of the prospective Makom Shvisa. Kigoyim, for example, says the Mechaber, what do I mean that he has to specify Dalid Amos? It doesn't mean that he has to say, I am being Kanya Shvisa in these specific Dalid Amos, from Amma number 390 to Amma 394. He doesn't have to spell out the four Amos. He has to spell out a very specific location. Kigoyin, for example, says the Mechaber, Sha'amar, where he says what the Mechaber said earlier, Shvisasi bi'i karoi. I want my Makom Shvisa to be at the base of the tree, at the trunk of the tree. Okay, now he is specifying a very specific spot. What are the Dalet Amos? The Dalet Amos immediately surrounding the ikaroi of the tree, the base and the trunk of the tree. I want to be Kodesh Shvisa at the base, at the trunk of the tree. All right, when you get a Makom Shvisa, you get a box Dalet al Dalet. So it's going to be the Dalet al Dalet box surrounding the base of the tree. So he was very specific. And, continues the Mechaber, Umikan ad ikaroi, and therefore it has to be that from where he is presently standing, from there until the base of the tree, Ein Yoiser Ma'alpayim, is not more than 2,000 Amos. That's when this plan is going to work. He was very specific. He said, I want to be kind of Shvisa at the base of the tree. So we know exactly where his Dalet al Dalet box of the Makom Shvisa that he wants to acquire is located. And we know that he is within 2,000 Amos of it presently. So we know that it's within his Tchum. And we know that it's within the Tchum of his house. Then this plan could work. Aval, however, says the Mechaber, let's say, Im ein kol ha'ilon b'sech alpayim. But let's say the entire tree is not within 2,000 Amos of where he's presently standing. Let's use the numbers that the Mechaber is going to use later. Let's say this is a very big, old, it's a 150-year-old oak tree. And the canopy of this oak tree is 20 Amos across. So we always talk east to west. This person is standing to the west of his house. So when he goes walking towards the oak tree, he's going to encounter the western edge of the canopy of the tree first. Let's say the canopy of the tree, if you measure it from west to east, is 20 Amos. So when you say, I want my Makom Shvisa to be beneath the tree, and you don't say Be'ikaroi, you don't say, I want it to be at the trunk, at the base of the tree. You just say, I want my Makom Shvisa to be beneath the tree. Well, beneath the tree is a 20 Amma wide area because the canopy of the tree is 20 Ammas from west to east. So what does beneath the tree mean? Beneath the tree means under the canopy. Now, let's say he said that. Let's say he said, I want my Makom Shvisa to be beneath the tree. Now, let's say the entire 20 Amma span of the tree is not all within the Tchum of where he is presently standing. Let's say half the tree is within 2,000 Ammas of where he is right now. So the western half of the tree is, the western 10 Ammas of the tree is within the Tchum of where he is now. But the eastern half of the tree, the eastern 10 Ammas of the canopy of the tree, is outside his Tchum. Uh-oh, now he's in trouble. Says the Mechaber again, Aval, Im ein kol ha'ilon b'sech alpayim, if the entire canopy of the tree is not within 2,000 Amos of where he is presently standing, v'lo yiched makom tachtov, and he wasn't very specific when he said that he wants to be kind of Shvisa under the tree. He didn't say, I want to be kind of Shvisa at the base of the tree. He said, I want to be kind of Shvisa under the tree. So he wasn't specific. In that case, says the Mechaber, he is in big trouble. You want to know how big trouble he's in? Loi kana shvisa. He's not kana shvisa anywhere. He's not kana shvisa under the tree, and he's not kana shvisa where he's presently standing. Why? He explains to the Mechaber. When he said, I want to be kind of shvisa under the canopy of the tree, and he wasn't specific, well, we take him at face value. You said you want to be kind of shvisa under the tree. All right, where under the tree? You didn't say. Well, in that case, you could have meant anywhere under the tree. Maybe you meant somewhere under the eastern half of the tree. And the eastern half of the tree is not available to you as a makom shvisa, because the eastern half of the tree is out of the tchum from where you're presently standing. Well, in that case, you can't be kind of shvisa under the tree. Why? Because you tried to be kind of shvisa someplace that's out of your reach. You said, I want to be kind of shvisa under the tree. You didn't say where under the tree. Half of the tree is within your tchum. That's available to you as a makom shvisa. But half of the tree is out of your tchum. It's not available to you for a makom shvisa. You weren't specific. We have to worry. Maybe you meant the half of the tree that's out of your reach. So guess what? You can't be kind of shvisa under the tree. So under the tree, you're not kind of shvisa. But continues the Mechaber, the gam kan loy kana. But he's also not going to be kind of shvisa where he's presently standing. Why? Shahare akar daito mikan. Because he got up and he said, I don't want to be kind of shvisa where I'm presently standing. He got up and he made an announcement. I want to be kind of shvisa under the tree. Okay. If you want to be kind of shvisa under the tree, then you don't want to be kind of shvisa here. Oh, kind of shvisa under the tree? Well, maybe you meant the half of the tree that's not available to you. So now you're in trouble. You can't be kind of shvisa where you are, because you basically made an announcement that you don't want to. You said you want to be kind of shvisa under the tree. You can't be kind of shvisa under the tree because you weren't specific enough. And you might have meant the part of the tree that's not available to you. So you're not kind of shvisa under the tree. So you know what? You're not kind of shvisa anywhere. What happens to you if you're not kind of shvisa anywhere? Says the Mechaber, v'lo yozuz mim kaimai. Now you can't go anywhere, says the Mishnah Berurah. What do you mean he can't go anywhere? He's restricted to Dalet Amos. Now you say to yourself, huh? He's not kind of shvisa anywhere? He's restricted to Dalet Amos? How did that happen? Well, we do have a very simple halachic precedent for somebody who doesn't have a makom shvisa and is restricted to Dalet al Dalet. What's that? Somebody who goes out of his tchum on Shabbos. What happens when you go out of your tchum on Shabbos? When you go out of your tchum on Shabbos, you're out of your makom. You're out of your place. You're out of your makom shvisa and you're out of the tchum of your makom shvisa. So what happens? You're restricted to Dalet al Dalet. Why? Because you're out of your makom shvisa. Well, guess what? This guy is out of his makom shvisa. How is he out of his makom shvisa? Because he gave up the makom shvisa of where he's presently standing by announcing that he doesn't want it, by saying that he wants to be kind of shvisa under the tree, and he didn't get a makom shvisa under the tree because he wasn't specific enough, and half the tree is out of his reach, so he can't be kind of shvisa over there, so he's out of his makom shvisa. He doesn't have a makom shvisa. He's going to be restricted to a makom. That's Dalet al Dalet. So again, let's just put this in context. The first halacha that Mechaber told me was a beautiful chiddush and a beautiful kula for somebody who's baba derech, for somebody who's traveling on the road. He's on the way coming home. We want him to be able to reach his home for Shabbos. He's out of reach of his home because he's 4,000 amos away from his home. So he's out of reach. Now, if he could make it to the 2,000 amma mark, he's okay. Because if he makes it within 2,000 ammas of his home, he's home free. He's within the tchum of his home. His kavana is to go home for Shabbos. He's kind of shvisa at home. His tchum is going to be based by his makom shvisa being his home. So if he could make it to the tchum, he's okay. But he's afraid that he's not going to make it to the tchum. So forget about his makom shvisa being his house. He's afraid he's not going to make it to the tchum of his house. So what could he do? He knows about a tree that's 2,000 amos of where he's standing right now, and it's 2,000 amos away from his house. He knows that if he would do a flat-out run, he would be able to make it to that tree before the onset of Shabbos. He doesn't want to do a flat-out run. Okay? We're makel for him. What do we say? by making a verbal statement, he could be kainish shvisa at the tree. By being kainish shvisa at the tree, his tchum is based on the tree. Since his tchum is based on the tree, and he is within 2,000 amas of the tree, to the west, he could go 2,000 amas east, and he could make it to the tree. And from there, he could go 2,000 amas further east, and he could make it home. His makom shvisa is the tree. He has to be able, theoretically, to make it there before the onset of Shabbos. As long as, theoretically, he can make it there before the onset of Shabbos, this kula is allowed to be used. He could leisurely take his time, and he could make it to the tree. But, says the Mechaber, it's very important that he be very highly specific where under the tree he wants to be kainish shvisa. He should say, shvisasi bi'ikarai. I want my makom shvisa to be by the trunk, at the base of the tree, and the tree should be, and the ikar of the tree, the base of the tree, should be within 2,000 amas of where he's presently standing, so that he could safely make it there without any halakhic issues. But, says the Mechaber, let's say he's not specific. If he's not specific, he could get himself into a world of trouble. Why? Because let's say the canopy of the tree is very large. The number we used was 20 amas across. If the canopy of the tree is very large, and part of the canopy of the tree is within 2,000 amas of where he is now, and part of the tree is outside of 2,000 amas of where he is now, and he's not specific, he just says, I want my makom shvisa to be under the tree. Now he's in a world of trouble, because I don't know what he meant when he said, I want my makom shvisa to be under the tree. Did he mean under the part of the tree that's within 2,000 amas of where he's located? Or did he mean under the part of the tree that's outside of 2,000 amas from where he's presently located? I don't know. Now, it would be nice to be able to halakhically assume that we mean that he meant the part that's available to him, and indeed there's raid on this, because there are those that ask, wait a second, right, this is Tchum, Derabanan, we go Lekula, why can't we just say that, you know, we understand what he meant, fine, it's beyond the scope of what we do over here. But that question is asked. But as it is, what the Mechaber says is, no, we can't make any assumptions. He made a very general statement. He wants to be kind of shvisa under the tree. We don't know where. Maybe he meant under the part of the tree that's out of his reach. So now he can't be successfully kind of shvisa at the tree, because maybe he meant the part that's out of his reach. Oh, let's just default to allow him to have at least a tchum based on where he is right now? No, we can't do that either. Why? Because by saying, I want to be kainish shvisa under the tree, he gave up on being kainish shvisa where he is. So he doesn't have a makom shvisa where he is. He doesn't have a makom shvisa under the tree. He's going to be restricted to dalad al dalad of where he is right now. Okay, against that lengthy backdrop, let's see the Mishnah Berurah is turning back to Reish Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. The very last words of Reish Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, Mishnah Berurah's Katan Samach says to Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber said, V'dafka sheyichid. This is only going to work if he was very specific and very specifically delineated where he wants to be kind of shvisa under the tree, and the tree is within 2,000 amas of where he's presently located. Ritzayin Larba, what the Mechaber wants to say is, even in a case where theoretically he could make it to the tree before the onset of Shabbos, loy mahani, this whole kunz is not going to work, only if he's specific, and the place that he specified, the trunk of the tree, is within 2,000 amas. Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'hinei lo chidish ha-mechaber b'zeh dover al-masha kasa b'reish asif. Until the end of that phrase, the Mechaber didn't say anything new beyond what the Mechaber said, what we read in yesterday's shir. The Kavanosai, the intent of the Mechaber is, kilu amar, as if the Mechaber wrote, v'davka ba'ofet she'tziyarnu. You should know, this only works in the exact case that we described at the beginning of Sif Yod Aleph, which is Sha'amar Shvisasi Bi'ikaroi, which is that the person specified, I want my makom shvisa to be at the base of the tree, She'yiched Bazal Makom L'Shvisa, so that he very highly specified where exactly he wants his makom shvisa to be. And the place that he specified, the base of the tree, is within 2,000 amos of where he's currently located. But if he didn't specify that he wants his makom shvisa to be under the tree, at the base of the tree, the ain kala ilan b'saych alpayim, and the entire tree is not within 2,000 amos, like kanasham shvisa, then he can't be kanashvisa under the tree. Why? Because of the problem that Mechaber is going to go on to say, which is maybe he intended to be kanashvisa under the part of the tree that's out of his reach. In other words, what the Chavetz Chaim is saying is, all the Mechaber said at the beginning of today's shir is, earlier in Sifyot Aleph, at the beginning of Sifyot Aleph, I gave you this kula, and I was very careful to explain when this kula works. I said this kula works if he's specific. He says, I want to be Kodesh Shvi'is at the base of the tree, and the place that he specifies is within 2,000 amos of where he's standing right now. Now, today, says the Mechaber, but if you deviate from those two conditions, if you're not highly specific, and you do not specify where under the tree you want to be Kodesh Shvi'isa, and the entire tree is not within 2,000 amos, so that part of underneath the tree is out of your reach, now you're going to be in a whale of trouble. Moving on to Iskot and Samach Aleph, says the Chavetz Chaim, Ein Yoiser Me Alpayim. The Chavetz Chaim now is going to be very medakdek in the lashon of the Mechaber. If you notice, throughout Sifyot Aleph, the Mechaber keeps on writing Alpayim, 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 right? The from where he's standing right now to the base of the tree cannot be more than Alpayim. It can't be more than 2,000 amos. From the tree to the house is Alpayim. It's 2,000 amos, right? He keeps using the number Alpayim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's not really so precise. Basically, the Mechaber is really rounding. Explains to Mishnah Berurah, cut in Samach Aleph, Ein Yosef Alpayim, Lav Davka. The word Alpayim is not precise. Why? I hope some of you realized already. Let's say from where he's presently standing to the base of the tree is more than 2,000 amos. What is it? It's 2,004 amos. That would also work. Then he would also be kind of shvisa under the tree. Why? Because when he says he wants to be kind of shvisa at the base of the tree, that's going to give him a 4x4 square, right? Because when you're kind of shvisa, you get dalet al dalet. Then outside of the dalet al dalet, you get 2,000. So if from where you're standing to the tree is 2,004, and you say, I want to be kind of shvisa at the base of the tree, so fine. So the makom shvisa is on your side of the tree, at the base of the tree. Your makom shvisa extends 4 amos towards you, and then you get another 2,000 amos. So if you're within 2,004, you're also okay. And says the Chavetz Chaim, come on, some mechaber who alpayim levado arba amos shel makom shvisa. That certainly is what the mechaber means. The mechaber means alpayim plus the makom shvisa. So it's alpayim plus the 4 amos of the makom shvisa. The gam asher kosav achakach aval. Also, when the Mechaber then goes ahead and says, if you look at the top line of the Mechaber, Aval im ein kol ha'ilon b'soich alpayim. If the entire tree is not within 2,000 amos, then you're going to get yourself in trouble if you're not specific, because part of the tree is not available to you. No, the entire tree doesn't have to be within 2,000. The entire tree has to be within 2,004. If the entire tree is within 2,004, you're still okay, because the entire tree is available to you. It's only if part of the tree is beyond 2,004. If part of the tree is beyond 2,004, it's 2,006, let's say, now you're in trouble, because part of the tree is not available to you. So it's not 2,000, it's not bidyuk, it's not punklish. 2,000. It could be even 2,004. Ois katan samach beis. Aval, the Mishnah Berurah said, the Mechaber said, if you're not specific, and in ein kol ilan, if the entire tree is not within your 2,000 amos, or 2,004, hayin, av she'ikaroi b'soich ha'tchov, right? Let's say the base of the tree, the trunk of the tree, is within 2,000 amas. Ela shemiktsas anofov yoytzin chutz l'tchum. But part of the branches, in other words, part of the canopy, extends beyond your tchum. It's more than 2,000 amas away from where you are now. Dahainu chutz l'alpayim v'arba amos, meaning part of the canopy of the tree extends more than 2,004 amas from where you are currently standing. V'hu lo yichad shvisasai, and he did not specify exactly where he wants his makom shvisa to be. Sheyiyeh b'tzad ikaroi shehu b'seichatchum. He didn't specify that he wants his makom shvisa to be on the side of the tree that is within his tchum. Ela Omar stam shekoyne shvisa tachas ilon. All he said was that he wants to be kind of shvisa under the tree, but he didn't specify where under the tree. Lachei like kind of shvisa klal. Therefore, according to the mechaber, he's not kind of shvisa anywhere. Deshem akiven liktoy shvisa tachas ha'anofim hayoytzin chutz latchum. Because maybe when he made this statement, he actually meant to be kind of shvisa under the part of the canopy of the tree that's outside of his tchum, which is not available to him. And therefore, he's not kind of shvisa anywhere. And what happens to him? Says the Mishnah Cotton Samach Gimel, the Makabri said, he can't go out of his place. He can't go anywhere beyond where he is standing right now. Ritzayin Alarma, what does that mean? He can't move? Not exactly where his feet are. He has a dalet al dalet square around him. Why? Because that's always the makom shvisa that a person, not the makom shvisa, mikaymai shel adam, a person's place is always no less than dalet al dalet. A person's place is not the spot that's exactly underneath his feet. A person's place is dalet al dalet, right? Even the person who goes out of his tchum on Shabbos b'mezid, he has dalet al dalet. You never have less than dalet al dalet. So this person is going to be restricted to dalet al dalet. Okay, now let's go weiter to the next permutation. Says the Mechaber three lines down in the middle of the line. Let's tweak the case a little bit. Let's say, again, he wasn't specific. He said, I want my makom shvisa to be under the tree. He failed to be specific. But now he has something working to his advantage. What is that? The entire tree is available to him. The entire tree is within his tchum. So in the previous case, the reason he got himself into such dire straits, and the halach is v'lo yozaz m'mkoymai, is because part of, he wasn't specific, and part of the tree is out of his tchum. But in this case now, again, he wasn't specific, but he's in much better shape because the whole tree is within his tchum. So yeah, he's going to be kind of shvisa under the tree. And, you know, so he'll have a tchum based on the canopy of the tree, because he is going to be successfully kind of shvisa under the tree. But he's still going to have a problem. He's still going to lose space. Why? Because he wasn't specific. So we still don't know precisely where his makom shvisa is. And if you use the numbers that I used earlier, which are the numbers that the Mechaber is going to use now, if the canopy of the tree is 20 amos across, then there's a lot of room here. He could have wanted to be kind of shvisa at the first 2,000, at the first dalet amos of the tree that he's going to encounter, right? He's to the west. So maybe he meant the first western 4 amos of the tchum. Maybe he meant to be kind of shvisa over there. Now, if he meant to be kind of shvisa over there, so then if he wants to continue walking east once he gets to the tree, that's where his tchum is going to start, right? He's going to walk east to the tree. He hits the western edge of the tree. Maybe he meant to be kind of shvisa at the first four amas that he encounters, the first four amas of the canopy of the tree that are closest to him. So if he's kind of shvisa over there, so we take those dalet amas, and now we give him another 2,000 amas east, right? Or maybe he meant to be kind of shvisa all the way at the other side of the tree. Maybe he meant to be kind of shvisa at the last dalet amos of the tree, the dalet amos that are closest to the city. Well, in that case, that's where we're going to measure the tchum, right? And either way, you're going to have a different set of measurements, right? The tchum is going to reach different areas depending on where you're going to measure from. So again, in this case now, the fact that he wasn't specific is not going to cost him entirely a makom shmisa, like in the previous case, because now the entire tree is within his reach. It's all within 2,000 amos. Even the furthest edge of the canopy of the tree from where he's presently standing, the edge of the canopy of the tree that's closest to his house, right? The eastern edge. The eastern edge? The western edge. Even the western edge of the canopy of the tree is within his 2,000 amos. So no matter where we say his intent was to be kohen shvisa under the tree, it's within the tchum of where he is standing right now. So he could successfully be kohen shvisa under the tree. But the fact that he wasn't specific is still going to cost him. Let's see how it plays out. Says the Mechaber. Third line down the middle of the line. V'im kulay oimei teich alpayim. If the entire canopy of the tree is within 2,000 amos of where he's presently standing, even the further edge of the canopy of the tree, the western edge of the canopy of the tree, even that side of the tree is within 2,000 amos of where he's currently standing. V'lo yichid makom shvisasai. But he did not specify where under the tree he wants to be kohen shvisa. Kigoy. For example, Shamar Shvisasi Tachtov. He said, I want my Makom Shvisa to be under the tree. But he wasn't specific where. All right, says the Mechaber, what's going to be the halacha? Yeshlei, the language over here is a little tricky. Yeshlei, he is going to get Arba Alofim, 4,000 amos of a total tchum, Mimikaimai, from where he's standing right now, Litzad Ha'ilon, going in the direction of the tree. Got that? What does that mean? So again, he's standing to the east of his house, right? So to go from his to his house, he has to walk west. The tree is also to his west. He's to the east of the tree. So both the tree and his house are to his west. Says the Mechaber, if the entire tree is within 2,000 amos of where he's presently standing, so the entire tree is available to him to be a Makom Shvisa, and he said, I want to be kohen shvisa under the tree, and he wasn't specific, he is successfully going to be kohen shvisa under the tree. What kind of tchum is that going to give him? Well, it's going to give him a total of 4,000 amos from where he is standing right now in the direction of the tree. Not between him and the tree. Between him and the tree, he's only getting 2,000 amos. But he's going to get 4,000 amos in that direction. That's what the words of the Mechaber mean. Yeshlei arba alofim, he's going to get a total distance of 4,000 amos. Mimikaimai, starting from where he's standing right now, litzad ha'ilon, in the direction of the tree. 2,000 amos to the tree, 2,000 amos beyond the tree. But it's not going to be a full 4,000 amos. Why? Chutz mishir meshech tachtov shel ilon. We're going to have to subtract out from his tchum the distance covered by the canopy of the tree. And now the Mechaber is going to spell it out. Keep going. For example, im shir ha'ilon esrim amah. Let's say the canopy of the tree is 20 amos going from east to west, right? So, yesh lai alpayim pachas esrim amah. His total tum in either direction is not going to be 2,000. It's going to be 2,000 minus 20. It's going to be 1,980. Okay, what's pshat? So very simple. Try to picture this in your mind, right? From him to the center of the tree is, let's say, 2,000 amos, right? No, I'm sorry. From him to the further edge of the tree, to the edge of the tree closer to his house. So if we're using directions, he is to the east of his house and he's to the east of his tree. From him to the western edge of the tree is 2,000 amos. The tree from east to west is 20 amos. Okay. From the eastern edge of the tree, from the edge of the tree closer to him, to his house, is 2,000 amas. And again, the width of the tree is 20 amas. What is this person's tchum going to be? Well, let's do the math. He said he wants to be kanya shvisa under the tree. We don't know exactly where he wants to be kanya shvisa under the tree. Maybe he meant to be kanya shvisa beginning with the edge of the tree that's closest to him and furthest from his house. Well, if that's true, if that's where he wants to be kanya shvisa, so, all right, he could go to the tree. And now, how do we measure his tchum from the tree going further to his house? Well, that measurement is going to begin from the edge of the tree that's closer to where he is now, because that's where we have to assume he wanted to be kanya shvisa. So that 2,000 is the 2,000 going from the tree to his house is going to start from the edge of the tree that's further away from his house. So the tchum going from the tree to his house is going to begin with the 20 amas of the tree, and then it's going to go another 1,980 amas from the edge of the tree closer to his house and to his house. So what's the distance between the tree and his house that this tchum is going to give him? 1,980 amas, because it's going to be 20 amas of the tree and 1,980 amas from the tree to his house. So too, if you measure the tchum from the tree to where he's standing right now, how are we going to measure that tchum? Well, we have to worry, maybe when he said he wants to be kanya shvisa under the tree and he wasn't specific, maybe he meant that he wants to be kanya shvisa under the edge of the tree that's further away from where he is now and closer to his house. Okay, in that case, how do we measure his tchum? Well, his makom shvisa is the tree. Where does his makom shvisa start? At the edge of the tree closer to his house. So the first 20 amas of his tchum going from the tree to where he's standing right now are going to be the 20 amas of the canopy of the tree. And then he's going to have another 1,980 going from the edge of the tree closer to him to where he's standing. So the tchum based on the makom shvisa of the tree is really going to be 1,980 amas from the tree in either direction. Because in either direction, we're going to be machmir, and we're going to take the 20 amas of the canopy of the tree is going to be the first 20 amas of the 2,000, and then you're going to have 1,980 from the other edge of the tree to the edge of the tchum. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah means over here when he says... What the Mechaber means, when the Mechaber says, Yesh loy arba alofim mimkoymoy litzad ha'ilon, chutz mishir meshach tachtov shil ilon, he's going to have a total of 4,000 from where he's standing right now in the direction of the tree, but it's going to be minus the distance covered by the canopy of the tree. Chutz mishir meshach tachtov shil ilon. Really, in total, his tchum is going to be 3,980. If you do it in one linear line, right, it's going to be only 3,980 because you have to take out the 20 amas of the canopy of the tree. Kigoyin, for example, im shira ilon esra mama, if the canopy of the tree is 20 amas, yesh lai alpayim pachas esra mama, in each direction, he has 1,980. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan samach dal. Arba alafim im kaimel letzad ilon kitzalosh and yeshkan. This is an abridged and somewhat difficult lashon, says the Chavetz Chaim or Tzener Larmar. What the Mechaber wants to say is mitzad ze shel ha'ilon, from this side of the tree, umitzad ha'ilon vahala, and from the other side of the tree, letzad beisai, going towards his house. In total, he's going to have 4,000 amas minus the width of the canopy of the tree. So that's what it means. Arba alafim mimkaimai litzada ilan. It means from where he's standing in the direction of the tree. But half of it is going to be on his side of the tree. Half of it's going to be on his house's side of the tree. In each direction, he's going to have 1,980, 2,000 minus 20 for the canopy of the tree. Hainu. What this means is, Mikol tzad shelo ilon, from each side of the tree, ein noisted loy rak shir zeh. He's only going to get 1,980 as measured from each side of the tree. He's going to get 1,980 from the western side of the tree, going west to his house. He's going to have 1,980 over there. And if you go from the other side of the tree, from the eastern side of the tree, he's going to have 1,980 from the eastern side of the tree back to where he's standing now. Why? Because the 20 amos of the tree are always going to be the first 20 amos of the tchum. The nimtz said it comes out, says the Chametz Chaim, shebiyachad, that in total, im roicha ve'ilon hu besach hakol, im roicha ve'ilon, his total tchum together with the space occupied by the canopy of the tree, hu besach hakol, arba alof v'pachas esrim amah, will be 4,000 minus 20, 3,980. V'atam. And the reason for this is, Mishum, the bechol roichav ilon shahu esrim amo, because the entire canopy of the tree, which in our case is 20 amos, misafkinon, we have a doubt, lomokim shvisa, where precisely his mokim shvisa is, because he wasn't specific. And therefore, v'talid on lechumra, therefore we have to go lechumra in each case. Dikishamoydid in hal payim ashniim, when we measure the 2,000 amos, what he's calling the second 2,000 amos. What does he mean, the second 2,000 amos? Well, this person is starting from 2,000 amos to the east of the tree, right? He's to the east of his city. He's 2,000 amos to the east of the tree. That's the first 2,000 amos. The second 2,000 amos are from the tree to his house, right? When we measure the second 2,000 amos from the tree and further, we're going to snap that measurement beginning with the edge of the tree that's closer to where he's standing now. When he said, I want to be kind of shvisa under the tree, and he wasn't specific, maybe he meant, I want to be kind of shvisa at the eastern edge of the tree, the side of the tree that's closer to where he's standing now. So going from there to his house, we're going to start the measurement from there. So the first 20 amos of the measurement are going to be the 20 amos of the tree. And then from the other edge of the tree, closer to his house, he's going to be left with 1,980. Now, the Mishnah Berurah gets cute. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'avta lefi zeh misham ad raglav hu alpayim pachas esrim amah. Now, wait a second. If that's the way you're measuring, if the way you're measuring his tchum going west towards his house is from the eastern edge of the tree that's closer to where he is now, right? If you're measuring the 2,000 from there, well, then let's be consistent. So now let's measure the tchum going east. Let's measure it from that side also. Okay, from there to where he's standing now is 1,980. Could he turn around and walk further east 20 amos? Does he get 20 amos behind him from where he's standing now? Says Mr. Bruno. Hold it. You're measuring the 2,000 amos towards his house from the eastern edge of the tree? And the first 20 are the tree and then only 1,980? Well, that means that if you use the same starting point, if you use the same Makom Shvisa, and you go in the other direction, towards where he's standing now, you only have 1,980. He should be allowed to turn around and walk 20 amos in the other direction. Says the Mishnah, no. I feel hachi ein yachal lahalach lachar of klum, mi Makom Shuaymin. No, he can't take even one step in the other direction. Why? Because in that direction, the Arinon, we have to say the other way. Going in that direction, we have to be machmir in the other way. We have to say, maybe he wanted to be kind of shvisa on the edge of the tree that's closer to his house. And maybe that's where we start the measurement of the tchum. And from there to where he's standing now is a complete 2,000 amos. He's at the edge of his tchum. So he can't go in the other direction at all. Wow, I thought that we were going to be able to do the Shitas HaRambam in this shir, but it's not to be. So we will continue with the Shitas HaRambam in the next shir. Thank you so much for joining me for Limud HaTorah. This is Limud HaTorah. Should we bang on Klal Yisrael? the Rav Arisham should send Yeshua Sephoros Panos and Shadukim Tolos Need. We should be zeichet to see the B.S. Girl Tzedek B'Merev Yameinu Amen. Be well.